Tall trees and bamboo flank the house on either side, but you can still hear the rush of traffic from the nearby interstate. The house now belongs to the namesake's son, Paul Penfield, who walks up the small front stoop to open the door.
Welcome. Well, here we are.
Here we are. It's remarkably silent.
Yes, it is. That's the thing that most people find surprising, or many people do anyway, is that once you're inside here, you don't have that background noise. In here, it's very, very restful.
When the house was built in 1955, Interstate 90 wouldn't be completed for another few years, transforming this area from a quiet, wooded community into a bustling Cleveland suburb.
I remember when the bulldozer showed up to cut a driveway all the way back to the spot. I guess I must have been about maybe 8 years old at the time.
This house has high walls and thin towering vertical windows, both rare for Wright houses. Usually his designs for single-family homes, dubbed the Usonian style, featured sleek, low-slung ceilings.
He would use ceiling heights very judiciously for effect.
That's John Waters with the Frank Lloyd Wright Conservancy.
That was part of what makes that house unusual, is that the module was increased specifically for Lewis Penfield because of his height.
My dad was 6'8". Think LeBron James.
Lewis Penfield had a college friend who worked for Wright. He used that connection to set up a brief meeting at Wright's studio in Wisconsin.
And my dad knew that that was his moment, and he couldn't let it pass. And he said, "Mr. Wright, could you design a house for someone as tall as me?"
Paul Penfield says Wright judged his father's height by asking him to stand under a beam in his studio, taking a few notes. A few weeks later, a colored pencil sketch of the house arrived in the mail.
When you asked for a design from Frank Lloyd Wright, you got something that was made specifically for you.
The Lewis Penfield house wasn't the only home Frank Lloyd Wright designed for the family. Wright drew up another property to be built adjacent to the first house. It was known as River Rock because it was to use stones from the nearby Chagrin River. But no masons ever laid its foundation.
So as you can see, this is, I would say about 800 feet from this existing Wright house.
Penfield says because of financial constraints, the family never started construction of River Rock with its trademark stones. Dry leaves crunch outside as he moves through the would-be floor plan.
And this would be the living room, right here. The bank seat would run along this wall here. There would be a prow going out over this rise. That's a sight line that I created about 3 or 4 years ago, so that if you sit here, you would be able to see all the way across to the other side of the Chagrin River.
Frank Lloyd Wright died in 1959, just after he completed the sketch for River Rock, which makes it one of the very last designs he ever produced. Paul Penfield inherited the existing house, the land, and the plans for the second home after his mother's death. And after more than 60 years in his family, he says it's time to pass it all on to someone who will take care of the Lewis Penfield house and who might just build the River Rock house the way Frank Lloyd Wright imagined. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.